A sobering thought. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's all anybody wants to see, the Sung Hee Jo Manifesto. We all want to learn something from it. We certainly learned that he wanted to be immortal, and he knew how to do it, send a scary DVD to a news organization knowing it would live forever on the web. But does his manifesto give us any clues as to who may be next? He hates rich people. He thought he was surrounded by depravity. If anything, he sounds like Al-Qaeda. And it makes you wonder, suppose the real threat to our national security is from guys like this. Then what do we do? He may be ethnically Korean, but he'd been in America a long time. Yes, his English papers seem particularly spooky. Maybe the school should have acted on them. But if we're going to detain students for their spooky English papers, Guantanamo would fill up pretty quickly. We've learned that a classic suicide terrorist can be spawned in an American college dormitory, living in close quarters among roommates who saw him every day but had no idea what he was really up to. And we've learned something about our own expectations. We expect to be protected from people like this. There has been some anger directed at the Virginia Tech administration for not locking down the campus after the first shooting. And I had a sobering thought. Yesterday, in Baghdad, four car bombs left close to 200 people dead, more than six Virginia Techs, in one day. If we end up blaming the administration of the university for failing to stop what happened Monday, what must the average Iraqi be thinking about us? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.